At the present time, all systems are go. All lights are green.
Giant creatures and they do come die kaiju. Oh, 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 oh.
He cannot make it.
Oh well, then, here's just in time instead.
Danger. The emergency destruct system is now activated.
Greetings, greetings, denizens of the Dai Kaiju, and welcome to another episode of the All Out Monster Radio Show. I'm your host, Justin Time, back again, finally, after almost a year. Vacant from the face of the earth. Generally I'm not on the face of the earth. I'm always up here in Space Station X-1, working on exciting projects for the giant monster fan inside you. So, where have I been for almost a year? I was on vacation, tromping around the infamous Mondo Island, stealing bones and taking pictures. I know you're jealous, but not to worry, not to worry. I reveal everything I discovered in the new issue of the All Out Monster Revolt magazine. Available now for download at the new and improved All Out Monster Revolt website. We got a great show lined up for you tonight because, well, someone must have leaked out the word that I was hoofing it up on Mondo Island, because when I got back to Space Station X-1, all the incoming transmissions I had were King Kong-related music. Every one of them, in some way, related to King Kong. They must have known I was doing the magazine. I've got spies in this organization. Spies. Spies.
Get on with it already, please.
Okay. Don't rush me, you stupid computer. This is not as easy as it looks. So, let's flip that switch and start a transmission of our own. Uh-oh. That means transmitter 4 is down. I knew it. It must have been those space scouts, that squadron of space scouts that flew through here the other day. Damn them. Okay, well, not to worry. We've got 3 other transmitters ready to go. Okay, while the database is populating, I will tell you we have a great show full of weird and wonderful music. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I do, because I don't play anything that I don't like, and I hope you like it as well. Because it's great stuff, really. Just because I play it doesn't mean it's bad. Well, anyway, so, without further ado, here we go. Contact! We'll be right back.
Don't be afraid of the king of mine. voodoo of the King of Man. King of the voodoo, the King of Man. King of the voodoo of the King of Man. King of the voodoo, the King of Man. King of the voodoo of the King of Man. King of the voodoo, the King of Man. King of the voodoo of the King of Man. King of the voodoo, the King of Man. King of the voodoo of the King of Man. Don't be afraid of the King of Man. We'll be right back.
A Son of Kong is right or wrong. A Son of Kong is right or wrong. A Son of Kong is right or wrong. A Son of Kong is right.
So you're still with me. Good. Good. I knew you would be. Alright, we just heard Germany's own Drunk Monkey Hospital with their song about being the Son of Kong. If you want to know how giant apes find themselves in the Drunk Monkey Hospital, then check out Scrooge Jones's article, An Ape's Life, in the new edition of the All Out Monster Revolt magazine. That's the King Kong edition, part one. Okay. Let's see. And before that, we heard Apophis by Hercom, Colossus 3 from Mario Raul Trevino, Kaiju Playground from David Christian, and before that, Kong G. We started out that set in France. I hear France is currently under attack by not only Baragon, but Gorgosaurus.
This is Paris! Radio Paris, the Gorgosaurus! The subterranean monster has just broken through the ground! That's the most famous landmark! It's about to be destroyed by the monster! The Paris are holding their breath!
Come on, France. Use your masers, your lasers, your tasers. We're all pulling for you up here at Space Station X-1. So, Phonetheque did their tune about, I don't know. Computer X, translate that song. What was it about?
My translators indicated it is a song about King Kong drinking berry juice and eating lightning. Of course, I could be wrong, I do not speak Swahili.
Well, I don't know. And now, we go back in time to play a few tunes from Nate Shilkret, Roy Ingram, and Red Nichols for the fair sex. When the moon is full, the breeze is warm and sweet, and you're sitting in your true love's hand. But first,
we interrupt this program for a special news bulletin.
This is Sam Hayes. I've got news for you. As you probably know by now, our city has suffered disaster. As a result of marine monsters at large in this vicinity, the federal authorities are doing everything possible to locate it, and together with the city government, are taking every step proper and possible to end this danger. Do not cause confusion. You are advised by the officials in charge to remain in your home. This beast is dangerously radioactive. Police officers will advise you if you must move to another place.
Incoming transmission.
Hello, wild, weird, wonderful. The stuff for which movies were made. Adventure to make you wonder if it's true while your eyes convince you that it is. Truly, the thrill of thrills. Don't miss it this time.
Language of plaintive Hear the tramp of the jungle. Melody native. Hear the tramp of the jungle. For it sings of savage charms, tropic nights and lovers' arms. Free as a gypsy, while the tramp of the jungle is calling to me.
For station identification.
Hi, this is Peter Bergman of the Firesign Theater, and if there's one thing I really like, it's honest, authentic radio made by real people, not by some cookie-cutter corporation. So whenever I'm in Delaware, I listen to AOMRFM.
My complexion's so bad, I hate to go out.
Don't be a square. Try Ting, the faster way to clear up pimples.
Yes, doctors' half face tests prove Ting medicated cream dries up pimples more effectively than any other product tested. Here's why. Boys and girls have overactive oil glands. Excess oil clogs pores, causes pimples. But Ting blots up oil faster, more completely than other products. In lab tests, Ting completely absorbed oil in 15 minutes. Hours later, other products still had not. No, hiding pimples won't help heal them. No mere cover-up can work like Ting's antiseptic medication. Remember, doctors' half-face tests prove Ting better in every case, better than any other remedy tested. Applied at bedtime, greaseless, stainless Ting dries to oil-absorbing powder that clings all night, even helps heal acne-type blemishes. Don't let externally caused pimples spoil your fun. Get Ting Medicated Cream, T-I-N-G. See thrilling improvement overnight or money back.
All commercial television and radio transmission facilities throughout the world will be tied into my communication system by 1000 hours Friday. At that time, I will state my intentions for the future of mankind.
Men of Earth, we share the blessed moment to you this morning. Listen carefully and remember, we have known your planet Earth since the first creature crawled out of the primeval slime of your seas to become man. For millennia, we have followed your progress. For centuries, we have watched you, listened to your radio signals, and learned your speech and your culture. And now, you have invaded our home.
I hate them. They'd kill me if they could, but instead I'm going to kill them. And that I'm going to destroy them. Destroy them utterly.
All is ready in the temple of Crow.
The offering is prepared.
They're very sophisticated idiots.
Hello, and welcome to the second half of the show. You know, I can't talk enough about the All Out Monster Revolt magazine and what a laborious task it is to make that magazine. Even though it's digital, my God, what a chore. But I enjoy doing it because I am fascinated to the point of obsession of learning what's out there and who's doing it. I crisscross the timelines all the way back to the beginning of myth, to the far-flung future, to see all that I can see, and I put it all down in the magazine. Okay, granted, it takes me a while, but hey, it's a two-person staff, you know? So why not head over to the all-new AllOutMonsterRevolt.com website and download the current issue of the All Out Monster Revolt magazine? And if you haven't read the first one, download that too. They're both free. That's right, free. You do that for me? Will you do that for me? Will you go over to the website and download the magazine? Would you do that for me? I knew you would! Hey, you listeners are awesome. All right, you little monsters. Gather around. Kiko Kong, Gorgonzolt. I mean, Gorgo. Milla, the son of Godzilla. Gather around, because this next set is for you.
Too young to know the danger made of
Space in my bed. He used up all the toothpaste, he used up all the soap, and he dropped banana peels on my head. I had a sleepover with King Kong. He tucked me into bed with his feet. He snuck out of the bedroom and tiptoed to the pantry and made himself a monkey treat. None of my friends believed me when I said King Kong was coming to play. You should have seen the faces when I showed up at the playground, standing on his shoulders and laughing as they all ran away.
King Kong, give me back the TV remote. Come on, stop horsing around. Where are you going? King Kong, stop running around the house. You're going to get me in trouble. King Kong, just seriously, give me it back. Wait, watch out, watch out. You're going to knock over my dad's bowling trophy. King Kong, no. No, King Kong. King Kong, you're the worst friend ever. Why did I invite you over to my house?
I had a sleepover with King Kong. We played a game of truth or dare. I asked him if he ever kissed a monkey girl. He said yes and did a flip in the air. I had a sleepover with King Kong. He really gave my goldfish a fright. I gotta get him out of here by 7:30. Godzilla's coming over tonight.
Over 40 feet high.
Rabid.
Just a little bit shy.
Rabid.
But a super strong guy.
Yep, that's me.
The great Rabid.
Rabid.
If he comes to your town.
Rabid.
He will really put down.
Rabid.
Any bad guy around. The great Rabid.
What a sight to see him jogging block after block. Things begin to shake and quake and rattle and rock.
The big, 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 big gorilla!
Rabid.
I do not recommend.
Rabid.
He is one to offend.
Rabid.
So be sure he's your friend.
Better be sure.
The great Rabid.
Yep, that's me.
Apple of his eye. Donkey
car, sing your donkey song. Beating on your chest is like banging on a gong. Oh, Donkey Kong, sing your donkey song. So misunderstood, we all did the best we could. But you climbed so high that you fell out of the sky. And now that you're gone, we lament the fall of Kong. He spied a construction site with lots of cranes and crates, but barrels, they roll faster, so he had found his mates. Then Jumpman, he arrived, and with hammer in hand, gave chase to the great ape, and the battle, it began. For Pauline was so beautiful, so magical and musical, she was the apple of his eye. Donkey Kong, sing your donkey song. Beating on your chest is like banging on a gong. Oh, Donkey Kong, sing your donkey song. So misunderstood, we all did the best we could. But you climbed so high that you fell out of the sky. And now that you're gone, we lament the fall of Kong. Pick up that barrel and spring, and become the Monkey King. You might be gone, but it won't be for long. In the country you live on, your chest, it's like banging on a gong. Whoa, Donkey Kong, sing your donkey song. So misunderstood, we all did the best we could. But you climbed so high that you fell out of the sky. And now that you're gone, we lament the fall of Kong.
Incoming transmission.
Considerably larger, about 10 times the size of this gorilla's skull. Being instinctive rivals, there is no doubt that they will attempt to destroy one another.
King Kong versus Godzilla, heading for their colossal collision, shattering every obstacle that stands between them in the most fantastic rampage of annihilation ever recorded on film. See King Kong stamp Tokyo into the ground, holding a beautiful girl in his grasp. See Godzilla destroy an entire army. See King Kong trapped by the blazing barrier of a billion volts. But nothing, nobody can stop the great showdown when King Kong and Godzilla meet to fight for survival of the fittest.
Well, here we are, staring into the horrible face of the end of another show. how we got there was we heard The Fall of Kong by Spaghetti Cake. Before that, the Great Grape Ape theme. Before that, Sleepover with King Kong by RS Communicator. Before that, the King Kong Show theme by Rankin and Bass. And before that, the opening to the 1933 King Kong movie by Max Steiner. For fans of the Daikaiju Tracker on the All Out Monster Revolt website, good news is in store. More monster locations are coming, and a new format that'll be tighter, more accurate, and more interactive is coming. I'm working on it as I speak. Well, after I'm done speaking, I'll be working on it. So look for that next month or so. Well, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for tuning in tonight to the All Out Monster Revolt radio show. And if you have any questions or comments, please send all transmissions to alloutmonsterrevolt@gmail.com. Or you can find us on Blogger, Twitter, Tumblr, Flickr, or Facebook. But first, we have a real treat for you tonight. Mecha Kong has always been a fan favorite. Well, Skullcaster takes us deep inside Doctor Who's terrible creation. And we'll ride along with Rich Sellers as Mecha Kong stalks his way towards Tokyo Towers. Then, we'll shake out the cobwebs with a fitting homage to the revenge of the missing link by Kaiju. And we'll end the show with Frank Zappa's masterpiece, King Kong, expertly interpreted by Psychedelic Breakfast. I'll be with you for another 15 minutes, and then I'll be signing off.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the endless sounds of Space Station X-1.